So first, I bow to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views. To him, to Gautama, I bow down. So first of all, welcome to everybody. Hello to those who I haven't seen in a while, and hello to anybody who might be new. Some of you have returned from Mexico from a long ways away, and it's good to see you again. So welcome to everybody.
So, as
per usual, we'll begin with doing a little bit of meditation before then getting into some explanation of the 7-point mind training and end with questions. So for today's meditation, as I think we have done before, we'll do a kind of meditation just to relax, to sort of get rid of any stress and kind of be present. And then moving into the text today, the explanation is really going to be about emptiness. And this is a difficult subject, but it's something that however much we are able to think about it and meditate on it, it's really beneficial. And then we'll have some time for like discussion. If there are doubts about this topic, things that we don't understand or want to ask questions about, we'll have some time for that at the end.
Odati gongjayate zozozo chen gongjayate ngarangsta chilonaya tuksuyongyeonge chosine galaejige yore ani chonineege myushilma kochiela simtheola pakgubo yoembeu deyang ngarangsu simtheola pabeolse dochigre ani sumne Ryan is doing part of Legatel Teletomachi, Kalekas, when Yamdo, Nesuetoche, to Sama Pejani, to Skonjae, and this was a lunette of Japo, Joshua, and in a cigarette, Lavandu, and some Titansitu, and a Kitten Yam to Malavanga, did you some of the Tangasin, Koseda.
So we're going to do this kind of meditation of relaxing, of sort of letting go and getting relaxed. And there are a few purposes for this. The first is that we've come sort of from outside. We come in and we have all that busyness out there, and to be able to relax, that's one thing. And then to be able to actually deal with the main topic of the teaching, it prepares the mind to relax a little bit and then be able to approach that material. And also as a third, I have been kind of busy doing lots of various different things, so I am happy to then get to relax with all of you, kind of be able to let go and relax. And so what we'll do here is then I'll say things through the translator, and then we'll just sort of really think about those as we go through and just do this meditation. So let's sit in a good posture, like sit up straight. So beginning then with the head, we shouldn't have any sort of tightness, restriction there, but allow it to just relax, beginning with our head.
So we should be sort of relaxed
in terms of not sort of rigid or tight with anything, but allow ourselves to relax and be in a comfortable kind of position.
아니 pumbwa yeyo nye to zoya, ane yaa tuk tse, tsirin di tia matawa che, pumbwa yeyo nye kota maa lhulu si maa sha.
Allow our shoulders to relax, don't like kind of scrunch them up toward your neck, but allow both of them to relax evenly.
Ani nga zo pangwa tsam chiyora, te yeyo to yaa, chik pa shur di tewa, tinda maa yeyo che, te yeyo chon na yaa maas maa chik.
So then thinking about sort of like our chest, the front of our body and kind of the internal parts of our body, whatever sort of tightness, whatever sort of restriction, constriction there might be, we should just allow that to release, relax, let go. So then our back, sometimes when we are stressed, we really tighten up our back and keep that sort of tight within our back. So let's allow all of that to relax and let go. And then, so that's sort of the way, the posture of our body, but then looking to our mind, we should take all the things, like we did work today or whatever, all those sort of things of the past and let go, not allow our minds to get wrapped up in the affairs of the past. And then in terms of like thinking about the future, there are all those things that we have, I have to do this, oh, I hope about this, all of those kinds of things, let go of those thoughts regarding the future. Being in the present mind, we also shouldn't allow ourselves to get sort of caught up in thoughts of like, oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. But we need to remain in the kind of present without getting caught up in anything. And we should think about this like remaining sort of in that present moment with a vivid kind of clarity, like a sort of vacuity or emptiness, in the way that when we say walk into an empty room, it's just like totally open and empty. That sort of vivid vacuity is what we should place our minds in. So then we'll place our minds in that kind of clear emptiness, that vivid vacuity of not thinking about anything whatsoever and just allow the mind to rest. We'll do this meditation for 3 minutes or so.
요 다티네 나라스타 모튜니 마투시에레 다 참데 과이르세소나 게싱촌나 미남테 브르상 스게조아 다 디콜라 디스시레 촌나 스게 디기 촌나 부조티 촌티 카르세소나 시바 마잉게 다 시바 마잉게텔라 아 디오라 수 데네 데미투시 데네 딱바 슈슈로 오디소리 다티 조티다 시탄 쳔나 메세베 쳔티 오딘제기 쳔테조 다 아랑조 능조다 네조 민드베게 민음테고라 상고레스 어 카샘 마신 슈로 아니 민음테고라 상 세온데기 아랑조 민남다 지 레바 민남 땅게요나레 두바가 민남 땅게요마이나라 밀라게 네거스 네란다 레과제나 레과타라 임바탄 두고에 두고타라 밀남게 네거스 타라 진데요레 이마 예나야 니지마 세요두 안데 다테 메네 마레 밀라게 네가 능수티 므네나 제미두 이메와 임베두 능조탄데 수 퉁미두 상게 다테 베드르와 아니 덜라 카레세요 두게 땅 아람족이 아 숙제의 최 바이나레 강사의 바이나 다베의 최지 바이나 아람족 당보들라 아 미스투거르지 바이 바이나 미스탐보 투용되기 아니 남상 향대라 펜네랑 여바치 소수의 로타 교당 깨나 차당 샤샤라 카야 마트베기 라운캬와 펜네랑 지독도 여바치 능교구와 디 밀람네 신기 밀람기 내갑수 밀람기 수드네 신기 달라라 다가라 페네랑 두 쓰는 거 왔다 나리 되는 수트리 다 내줄라 디 소소라 나와 난 신지 페네랑 안 겨우지 요래베 쓰나 아니 신에 다시 챘네 페네 나와 난 신지 도 민도 에르 다시 챘 심중이고 제응도 아우 다 다시 나와 난 신지
So here, then picking up from where we had left off in the text, I had explained a little bit about this first line of training in the awakening mind, the main practice, which is train to view all phenomena as dreamlike. And so here, where it says that we should think of all phenomena as being dreamlike, this is referring in this line primarily to phenomena other than consciousness. So when it comes to those other phenomena, we can be talking about like forms, physical forms, non-associated compositional factors, and things that are permanent. And so here, what is being described when it says to view them as dreamlike is that their mode of appearing, the way that things appear to us, is not how they exist. It's not in harmony with how they actually exist. So we hold objects, the way that things appear to us is like when we are dreaming, when we are having the experience of a dream, we view various phenomena, like forms and so forth in our dream. But when we wake up, we realize that, oh, those phenomena don't actually exist in the way that they appeared to me. They seemed like they really existed, and now that I'm awake, I see that they don't. And so too, when it comes to, like when we see any phenomena, when we see another person, it seems like the way that they appear to us is in this really like vivid way, as though they were set up from their own side, like they existed in their own right, autonomously, without depending upon any sort of parts or any causes and conditions. nations, but they just have this like solid, independent, self-sufficient kind of existence from their own side. And so when we observe, when we actually look at, well, does the object, does this thing, does this person or any other object actually exist in the way that it appears to me? And we investigate and examine, we can see that when we search for that thing, we try to find it as it appears to us, we can establish that it doesn't actually exist in the way that it appears. So here, where it's saying to view all phenomena as dream-like, as recognizing that their way of appearing isn't in harmony with the way that they actually exist, we should ask, well, why is it that we should see this? What is the reasoning for doing this, training in seeing this way? Well, it's because of the fact that this not seeing the way that things actually are, being mistaken with respect to the way that they exist, creates all kinds of troubles and difficulties for us. It is due to our not actually recognizing the nature of things that we create so much difficulty for ourselves. And so by coming to know the way that things are, we hold something to be true that isn't actually true, but coming to understand the reality of things, we're then able to get rid of all of that difficulty that comes from that lack of knowledge or that misknowing. So here, when it comes to sort of things that we consider to be good, or like those things that we consider to be on the beneficial sort of side, or like our friends and so forth, when we actually examine this, we can see, like, we hold one side as being very good and other things as being bad, some things we sort of hold as neutral. And although it initially seems as though it's like that's how it exists from the side of the object, when we actually actually examine this, we can see that it is the projection of our mind. It is 100% our mind projecting this is good or this is bad. And it is due to that then mentally, like, sort of labeling or projecting, creating things, that we then engage in various activities and we create all of these troubles and difficulties for ourselves. And so we need to then examine, we need to actually examine the kind of mind that does this examination as well. So here, again, beginning by looking at various phenomena, including, like, if we take first our form aggregate, we have a very sort of grasping at this form. We cherish it quite a deal. We have a great attachment to it. And so if we then begin to, like, look at this thing that we are so attached to, that we feel so much affection for, we begin to sort of dismantle that through our examination.
Tane subu ge subta tang, ane ge subu ge yangye tang, subu ge nasa tang, subu ge te chama te gu mabu xiong yong yang di karasana subu lenjik chike le ge tewa yor, tang namba ge xiong yasena kewa mame ge le ge tewa. Te le di kege sawasana, ta tebe mele kewa pepe chibe le sa yindu ge di marikpe wa ki kuyne, sim marikpe tukja ki kuyne lang ne, ane tebe mele kewa lembe ge, Given that you are to your letter, given that for him, and a murder walk. So you are going to do, could you get it, give it, tell some tea, give up, none yards about it. May you do it, then I don't support it, that took the chance to stop worry. He may do, you check a chance, Shabby Mena, and the Subunti, Yahurim, and who's pretending to Yahushivita, and she, you check some Matana, Yahurim, and who's somebody.
So here, when we sort of look at the nature of this body that we are so attached to, or that we really cherish so much, there are different kind of levels of subtlety with which we can examine this. But if we have this thought of, like, oh, you know, my body is so great, like this thing, having this body is just amazing. Well, if we really begin to examine the sort of materials, the kind of things that it is made out of, the quality of this, we can begin to see that, like, even when we aren't experiencing some sort of painful sensation or abject suffering, we are still basically just ready to suffer. This body's nature is such that any little condition, meeting with the wrong thing, can lead you to illness, to pain, to sickness. And so this really, although we hold this in such high regard, this body of ours, it has the nature of being, like, just ready to suffer. And so this can help us to maybe reduce that sense of, like, oh, this is made of such great material. Well, it's material that's just put there to be able to suffer, really. And so then, when we think about the kind of substantial cause that led to this body, the physical body that we have came from the sperm and egg of our mother and father, and this, I mean, if we conventional wisdom looks at those as kind of dirty things, as unclean things, and this is what our body was made out of. And so here, however, much we we might sort of cherish it, we can recognize that the materials that it's made from, the things that make up this body, are not really very clean or desirable. And then, really, from the Buddhist perspective, a more subtle level of looking at this is that, well, this body was accomplished through karma. It came from this kind of fundamental ignorance. We took birth, even though, in this case, we have been born as a human, and we must have done sort of virtuous activities to have such a body. That karma is ultimately driven by that kind of fundamental ignorance. And so long as we have taken a rebirth due to that, it is going to be in the nature of suffering. So this body taken up in that way is not really something that we should feel this kind of cherishing and attachment to. It can sometimes be sort of difficult, but we need to be introduced or shown this nature of our body.
And it did do our summer time again. Yakoshi, somebody dig it, come, which tell you that day I want me do some beggar, some which tapa, cook at the took steiner, cook out dig, do our summer dig to say to worry. That give a day, then around so subum di, Tilejan, subum in Nezu di, Tilejan di, say it touch you, Nelu di, di, stop diana. That subum in Nelu di, That Chiruba, the Mambushik, the Mambushik, and then Jigayo, said of Takwakachari, said of today, Guyuri. Tangaranzu Menea, Takwata, Mare, good, Puguri, is Layat Kan and Leviuri. Yimayanaya, simply done in Jute, Takwatoch, do you in a German Rogach Tata? Then Longamak Subundi, Tandayanahi, Taluvan. Dawa tangpo tege sukung di tando juga macam bertaran ye. Taran shoge ge sukung di juga macam bala tadah taran sukung taran ye sampai ke sembla be takwa sampai ke tengsi ngam syukur ke zinde be. Bagi juga jana juga mebe ke tu setam tu sampai ke tengsi macam ni. Oh di tengsi tu sete zebe ke takwa sampai tengsi tiwang ke yang arang tu kau mampu si cete bu di. Tayaga Lodi Nunjuimba. Lute Tungame Tola, Jur
So here, if we can come to understand that the sort of materials of which our body is made are really in this kind of nature of suffering, this can reduce the kind of, it shifts our perspective such that we don't experience the same kind of difficulties that we normally would when we hold our body and be like, oh, this is so great. If we understand the kind of nature of it on that most sort of superficial level, we can reduce the kind of difficulties that come from grasping at this body as being, oh, this is so good. And then moving to a little bit more subtle level, we examine our body and we need to look at, well, is this something that is permanent? There are non-Buddhist schools who assert that at least like the person is something permanent, that they are everlasting, not changing. And although we are maybe able to say like, oh yeah, of course, the person, our body is impermanent, it doesn't last forever. When we really think about it, we have this grasping at permanence, this natural sort of innate grasping at our body as being permanent. And this creates so much trouble and difficulty for us. Even though we might, again, be able to say from our mouth, like, oh yeah, I know that I'm aging or that I'm impermanent. We still have this sense of like, yeah, but my body's pretty much the same as it was last year. Or like the body that I had this morning is the same body that I have right now. We're unable to see that it's not that our body is not remaining statically for even a moment. Like every single second, every moment, the smallest moment of time, there's change occurring. And so if we can recognize that, if we can come to understand that, yes, this body is not permanent, it's impermanent, it's momentary, it's changing all the time, we can alleviate some of that trouble and difficulty that we create for ourselves through grasping at this body, which is impermanent, as being permanent. If we come to see this is a mistaken understanding, I can't hold my body as being something permanent when in reality it's changing moment to moment to moment to moment, then we are able to alleviate the kind of sufferings that come from that grasping at permanence. And this is a slightly more subtle way to examine the nature of the body. So if we then move beyond to a more subtle kind of level of investigation of these aggregates, or really of our, of our form, of our body, when we think about it, we need, like we do so much to get happiness for this body. It takes a lot to take care of our body. We make a lot of effort to like get the right food, do things for our health, get the right medical treatment, and so forth. We need to have the best for this body. So we do so much trying to care for and support, sustain this body. Well, if someone were to come to you and ask, well, where is it? Point to it, show me, identify what this body is. Well, then we have to sort of examine, is this, like, as it appears to us, it seems like there's something that is, like, solid, real, right there, that's just our body. Like, we have in our mind this thought of our body, and it seems as though it's something that, like, really exists, that it's this solid, actually existing thing. But when we then search for it, if we try to search within our body, we find that we can't actually show anything. We can't produce something as the body. So here, the Master Shantideva has given a kind of method for examining the body, and we'll get to that verse then.
Ona kyorang ge lu sege ge sukung ti kangba terewe selare tambo chiwe chiri kangba terewe ta samdo stando ne ta kangba te ta yis mare samdo ona yan yiwe te ne chimba terewe chimba sa san kar sana ana ta kangbe ge ti la sha ta chi dua o te zo la chimba ti kyorang ge ta ko ja shi te te ti rewe chiri Tiresum. 타우나 또 왔더래. 또 왔어. 또 와. 얘 들어왔다. 또 왔더래. 예스. 지우치. 디앙 갈래가고도 상그러왔다. 하나 또 왔더래. 마. 하나 개블로 들어. 예스. 지다. 개블로. 개블로 줘라. 디르. 예스. 지우치. 디앙 갈래가고도 상그러왔다. 다 디앙 멤버나 아니 이게 또 와 많이 봤다. 디 방고 줘라. 방. 하나 개 시부츠. 류스가 시고 약고 쓰세고 방고 들어왔어. 다 방 들어왔어. 어, 대양 다 가려가고 도 정글어왔다. 대양 지다 제고를 했다 되면 도 정글어와. 다 되네 야지. 오늘 공부한 이거 들어야 돼. 공부 여러와 공부한 이거 다 대소를 했어. 다 공부한 이거 대 이스 말해서. 다 마야나 결과 대기 예윤이 지마다 지불어지도 와. 그쪽 예윤이 집로 대수르베 했어 지우치리 니에게 디양 다 조조조 말아와 다 오나 결혼 락바드레베 했어 다 락바드레베 했어 아 락바드에 조조 말아와 다 락바드에 예슬람한테 오나 디게 락바에 와게 청공 입으시도와 경종 입으시도와 오나 디니레베 했어 제티에서와 오 디양레 두스 다 뭐여도 다 결혼 다 이제서 개 얘기면들 하나 거기에 나겠다 거기에 나가 망보 열어와 누가 집어 망보 대수를 해서 대수를 해야 내가 갈래가고도 삼두 다 하나 뒷받들이 해서 밑받들이 해서 다 뒤안으로 하나 고어들이 해서 또 고양이를 다 이래 내 자가도 그래 다 전에 류스게 내가 딱고 자세고 류 세분나는 시고 유 삼삼고 근데 또 차례는 자운데 니요 말고.
So here, if there were this kind of body, the way that it appears to us is like something solid. When we think of our body, well, then if we try to point to it, as the Master Shantideva has said, like we begin looking through the various parts of our body to see, can we identify, can we point to that thing that is our body? So we begin with the feet, and when you think about it, like, well, our feet can't be the body. And then we go sort of moving up to our calves. Can the calves be the body? What about our thighs? Like, is that our body? And as we go through each of these points, we're like, it's probably not that part that is the body. So, like, is it our waist that is the body? Like, sort of around? Is it our belly? Is it, like, our back, our butt? Is that the body? It would be hard for that to be our body. And then we think about, like, our chest. This is that our body? And again, when we have this sense of, oh, my body, like this thing that we cherish, that we are so attached to and we take such care of, this is what we're trying to find within each of these parts. And like, is it our shoulders? Could it be our shoulders that's the body? Or like our ribs inside, is that our body? We can't point to any of these things. Or like, is it our hands that are our body? What about like the armpits? I'm not exactly sure on that one. Something in that area. And then we can go through like our internal organs. I mean, we have all these various internal organs. And so like that, we're trying to find something like, I feel like I should be able to point to this thing that is the body. Is it in my throat or is it the head? And we go through like looking in this way, but you can't actually find something that you can point to and say, yes, this is that body as it appears to me, like this solid thing.
Oh, did you that? Look, Charlie, and so do you, that was she was you, Yamati, Niyamara. Nimmer, too, that can see bigger than Gabbardan, Pecha Shaguena, and like what the rate, and you thought she was she would say, and like what the rate, Sigato, Shevina, Pecha Shaguena. Taya lakwati nane, ta nuti, nge lakwati re, siga lakwati, tsaro ataya, kula. Ta kyo lakwati re, siga lakwati, kyuranga lakwa sige ge lakwati, kagrebes. Diribe, 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 tu, sirere ne tukse, lakwa chashane. Ane ko, nge lakwa re, siga matokbe, ya lakwati, nyiyo mara kula, lakwati, pe chashane. Dina ishiki, ko, mi, ta tesu chashane, o dina ish, tsaga yambe ne. 이게 말하다 어떻게 살아줘 일단
So then, like again, looking in this way through the various parts of the body, we can't find the thing that is the body. But say you were to try to respond by saying, like, well, yes, my hand, that is my body. And then the question would arise, well, where is that hand? Like within the hand, we have various different parts. So like, is it this here? Is it your fingers? Is it the joints of the fingers? Where is that hand within all of these various parts? And again, searching within that to try to point to the thing that is the hand, you can't actually get to something that we can point to and say, yes, that is the hand. And likewise, we should investigate and examine, like, what about our head? Where is the head? Where are my eyes, for example? And in this way, when we investigate and examine, we can't find that thing as it appears to us as, like, the solid thing. So then, if as a response to this, the person were to say, well, the body isn't any of the individual parts, but rather it's the collection of those parts. Well, then the question becomes, okay, well, what is it of that collection? Is it the color? Is it the form? And so when we begin to investigate and analyze in that way, it's not a viable option to say that this collection is the body. For example, like if someone is just sort of like sitting there still and not moving. Like if there's a situation where there's no shape, then can we say that there is a body? Or if there's a lack of a color, can we say that there's a body? So here, that kind of just does that collection then have a shape or a color and so forth? Investigating in that way, it's also not a viable option to assert that the collection is the body.
That the jig and the ribbon, some jebachin, Tamatilla, and Lucy, Chun and Zan, my near beggy, don't sound the charge legal water, Chun and Zan and Chun and near me beggy, don't sound charge or legal water, the jig don't sound charge dela, and then Luke don't bunny say what Luke think it to me say what deliver it.
So then when using, after having used these various kinds of investigation and analysis to try to find this thing that is the body, but having investigated, looking through the individual parts, examining the collection of those parts and so forth, when you don't find any sort of body like that, and there's just the absence of that, the emptiness, the kind of clear, vivid emptiness of that, that is understanding the emptiness of the body, its lack of existing in that way.
That jiggy, little pongani says you rotted. That zane money battery, say unto. Tie a cooked so to it. That zane can a year me doa, and a lute meparves to a chista. Lute ben a meparves to a chist. Mea and dress a jiggy. That answer, meare loves me, lap to will marry, and it delet them begging, so what delet them begging chow, which she to worry. Lega was a lead to worry, the letter that did one was young to worry, the embedded, male rachel and not to worry. Marito, that this male marry, your is. Time you lose your tongue, it is, two team, two gay colors, that mean that that tapa, some chimato, your marries. That did so what did you want, so your dealer, and it and loses, mean that some chitone, and it's our cheers. Yamana, Chatan, Chashe, Gutan, Gujela, Gujet, Sopala, Dene, and then Tubzan, Jigla, and then the days, loose lobster, yes. Yamana, Dogbe, Pagi, Nan, Buri, Nambege, Dogbe, Semagla, Nama, Nansatan, Jigatone, and then Nanduri, yes. What did you chill? And then Nanduri, Shasha, Matogbege, Tamadi, Kuni, Matar, Tāna nīya mērta.
Nāngyūla tsēmārbē, sī sōngsē, nāngyūla tsēmārbē.
O, nāngwā nāngwā.
Nāngwā
la tsēmā.
So here, then someone might have the kind of qualm, like, well, if upon searching for this thing we call the body, you don't find anything at all, and this is termed to be the emptiness of the body, well, then does that mean that the body doesn't exist at all? It's just totally and utterly non-existent? Well, no, that's not the case. The body undeniably exists. We can speak about a body that is designated on this collection of parts. And it is possible, like, when we term that the body exists, how does it exist? It doesn't exist in that way that it appears to us as, like, really truly existent, but rather it is something that is merely designated by name and term. And upon this sort of designation of parts, this collection established through various causes and conditions, we can designate the body and speak about doing various actions and so forth in a tenable way. But if anything sort of beyond that is not how this exists. So here we can speak about this kind of conventional existence, that there is a valid, like, cognition of the appearing object, however, we're not sort of right about how it exists.
What did you get from the summer? Do you think that those Tombany summer time? But you know, Diggy, come on, come on, let's see to what I did. Not a thing, just summer time, George, you could turn it. But I can't tell you what summer time, maybe summer time. ディ、なんとかしゅちて。ディ、かがディ、とげげちと。たぱねぎよはしぶちなおぬしんじ。ぱめばたそな。あにぺげディ、かがでめばそとごろわ。おじちねた、ぱ。ぺねなおぬしんじ。めばと、ぱしたとべいんべいな。あにたんびしご、ゆさんべざしぼたん、りゅりたこしぼちゃこやけげ。まずしぼげせんねがなんらちがんらちこやて、てざんじ、めべすし。
So here, thinking about the body as being empty in this way, what is the benefit of that? What do we get from having this kind of understanding regarding our body? Well, when we have the kind of realization, like, again, the body, we're so attached to it, we cherish this so much, we take so much care of it, but this, in turn, creates all kinds of difficulties for us. This grasping at the body as being, like, so important and existing as it appears to us, this creates so much trouble for us, so much difficulty. But so by realizing that it doesn't exist in the way that it appears, this alleviates those kinds of difficulties. When it comes to, like, caring for our body and trying to get through things, we can have so much anxiety and trouble that we create by the way that we are holding to this body. And so by thinking in this way, we can really begin to reduce that kind of difficulty. But this isn't something that we can just sort of immediately absorb upon hearing, but we have to repeatedly contemplate, actually think about.
Well, that day, that around Nambe Shunege Tuxi, Tishi Jatante, Tuxta, Tame, Lugiting Tumi, Lugiting Tame, so Tenapatam, Tux Tenapare. The day, that Tempa Munel and Negato Mindo, Tangaran to Chebachi. Chebachi Negatam. Ah, Chulu, that get a Cheshire City, Tirata, Hindu Chulu Mambujure, Konzogo Tone, at Tundesi, some Korans of Chigitan Jure. That is an answer. Did you do the lap get a shishu person? Serigitone shivore. That serigitonea, the shake javan dugi, Hanam, Hanam, Tinsan, Nambel, like you at the Tao, Drowsy, Duora, Kazak. Condom, PCR. Condom, PCR, Sansi, Tone, sit, Tajapache, on dugi, Tama, do jail, talk to us, do jail, Dian, Nazan, Tama, Zani, eat to the two men do see. That one's okay, they said the Gavin Gora. Did Gavin sing Maranzo Subun de la Yang? Maranzo Subun to get to Jeff to Jureta. That to Jeff, Chacha, 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 Ch ni baji ni me wachi ji kwa zha ji de ge yu wa shi baji yi se re sam sam ji re da ta nga ram che ba che ba ram so so le le ba chi tan sen ji yu ro wa tu se wa shi le
So this is how like the emptiness of the body or the selflessness of the body is established according to the kind of thinking presented, the reasoning presented in Buddhist texts. But this is something that we are to examine for ourselves, to investigate and see, is this really how it is? So there are many different kind of traditions with different ways of thinking, whether it's sort of religious in the context of Buddhism, and in India there were Hindus, and Hindus had their own ways of thinking about various things. But today, in our kind of modern world, maybe the most prevalent view is that of scientists. And in a lot of ways, the scientific kind of examination of the body, when we get into things like quantum physics, Keshila already knows that in English, but their kind of examination of physical particles comes to a quite similar conclusion as Buddhists, that when we try to look for, like, our physical world is composed of atoms, but when you try to find, like, the absolute smallest particle, the absolute smallest atom, it's actually unfindable. You can't point to that. And so too, like, our own body is established of atoms, but when we try to, like, search for it, try to point down, pin down, or point to those constituent parts even, they're unfindable. So this is something that, again, is all of these things that are presented are ideas for us to apply reasoning, logic, and analysis to. It's not just to be sort of accepted. We need to examine for ourselves.
Tuitang, kangsa teso la, demi tujil le gorwa. Himba yin tuyugi, ngane kangsa la chashakwa himba yina, kangsa. Tindri kangsa di, ngane penchwe tabzi chashakwa himba yina, ane kerang tuyugi hapo gori. Ni, mi yina re, tuitu yina re, sosyo nguye nege, ngane ta anzu nyumong kisa te la, doja shiro, kise gi, pegi, miji yo himba yina asa ta. Yang mana tujuh tahun sih orang ini nas, terjadi tak dosa sih, kini tak sebab, tih, sih mesti nana yang cip terjadi tu, sekarang tu ke, pergi ke tasha ke, yudi, susu sih mesti nana sih, tawa nasi sih, tawa yang mesti tasha sih, terjadi di nasi, tangan pergi mesti sih, sih yang tujuh tujuh ini nana, tangan tujuh tengah sih, sih tujuh cip tu. Tak kerja tu neng, kalau tidak tu kerja tu neng, kalau sibuk tidak kangen sibuk cegat tu, ini neng tasha ke pergi ke midi, ini neng tu 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 keris tak je cium tu ke, mana tu sih tak cari, tak zat, tak kerja pergi u, yang mana tangga u terlewe, yang mana kerja namsi terlewe, yang mana subuh ke cahaya rezeki redu remi tu, oh tidak tu tahu tu ke, rere neng tak je tu sih tahu tu ke. Tama kene kanye tosme tu ngepe de shibita de jati pa tsaga to na ke ke nie de ke me do ta digi nge shibita de ya de ta pe chi halam pene ran ji shibu ji wa ta ya de ngen no ru yi sare sam sam chi pa ji yong do ka wre te de tu ne ti pe jo de le sam cho chi su gong de na sam ta re cho chi pa sam ta re di ka tip cha tu do me do wo te sam ta re di gi ka tip cha tu go na Dilit tempe, pelit tempe ke, tujuh di sana, mid dilit tempe ke, dosa, jasa jangan tambah cung turi. Khatib siapa tuku yuai na, tu sama kita, tu tu siapa, ane dosa tu cung turi. Dosa, cung turi, cina sana, ane sembunyi na, kahat cung turi. Waktu sama dayari, takkan tak.
So first we began with an examination of phenomena like form, then moving to what we call non-associated compositional factors, and this just means things that are compounded, meaning causal, but are not either mind or matter. So here, these are things like time or the person. So we could take the example of a person. We could take either like a human or an animal, but someone that you really care for, someone that you feel really close to, you're really attached to. And when we think about that object, like whether it's a person, whether it's an animal, we have this sense of like, oh, I really love this person. I do so much to take care of them. I work so hard for this person. I love them so much. And then we try to find, well, where is that person? Where actually are they? And engage in this kind of examination and analysis. Like, well, is it their breath? Is it to do with that sort of being alive through breathing? Is it their consciousness? Is it like just the body, the physical body of them? And when we examine through each part, we can't find that person that we cherish so much, that seems so important to us and so forth. And so when we examine looking through the various constituent parts, not being able to find that, when we have that kind of realization or understanding, it sort of is able to challenge or confront the normal kind of attachment that we have. Like we hold this other person or our own body, whatever it may be, as being so cherished, as so dear to us. And when we actually try to search for them and can't find that thing as it appears to us, that person as they appear to us, it will definitely reduce the kind of attachment that comes toward that person. We don't, when we are unable to find the being that we so cherish, this will definitely be able to deal with, to be able to actually confront the kind of attachment that we have. And if we are able to deal with that attachment better, then we will suffer so much less. We will cause ourselves so much less difficulty.
Dede ama samatang simbe nega so ane digi gola mising tisu chasa dra lepa tarja chie ge mising yorwa tisu chasa dra lokte dene pege ge miti mising na ba chuk lepa tarja chie mising yorwa mising tisu tus chuk chuk nege ta ko ama samatang dede or miti ta mising digi ane tarja chie orta tarja chie ondu miti ge samaka Yes. Tauna lepa yenge shiba me git kare sila ondu ge ta pe ge misina to chuk shang ju misin ge lepe ge lega chetang chile ma jorwa me ge sambo tang shin be nega su lepa korang lega chetang jorwa ta chile ma o jiyo en me du di chile di mi di haku yo mar ta lepe chile chile lega chetang ti chune mi ko ya haku yo mar yina misin di haku yo mar lepe lega chetang di kate kende chigi yo mar ti ko misin di haku Missing the Hakoge, Peggy now to get Mitty Hamoge, Tiore, yes, Nestuzi, Dikares, what did the leopard, yes, Lata. When you do it, me and Lepatan, Shiven Yigi, Kever Chitan, what did you change to? And then some much Tantawa.
So here, then the next line reads, examine the nature of the unborn awareness. So here, this comes in terms of, we have thought about, contemplated those kinds of phenomena like forms or things that are non-associated compositional factors. And now the examination turns to the mind, turns to consciousness. And here there's this word unborn. Sometimes, here we examine the consciousness in terms of like the three times. The past is what has already come and is now gone. It is no more. The present has arisen but not yet sort of gone out, and the future is yet to arise. So here, though, in terms of examining the consciousness, I want to return to a question that arose last class regarding the kind of relationship between the brain and consciousness. And I would assert that there are sort of elements that we can understand through like the way modern science has approached examining the brain. So for example, someone is told to think about their mother, and they're contemplating their mother who they really love a lot, and you know, thinking those sorts of thoughts about this dear cherished person, maybe their mother's past, they're having memories of that and so forth, and they have been hooked up to some kind of machine, and that has the ability to read the kind of electrical pulses of the brain, and they are put then into a machine. And so while they are having these kinds of thoughts, there are activities happening within the brain that this machine is able to pick up on, as in terms of there's some sort of functioning of the brain that is occurring. But the machine, as well as like the person who's conducting the experiment, does not know the actual content of those thoughts. The content of our thoughts, like I love my mother, I remember my mother, that is consciousness, and that is not able to be touched by that machine. There is a connection with the brain insofar as when we have those thoughts, certain activities occur within the brain. And it's not as though the person who is thinking about their beloved mother or whatever it may be is able to know what is happening there. They don't know what's happening in their brain in terms of those electrical impulses. So we could say that the machine knows things about the brain that we as the conscious person don't have awareness of, but we as a conscious person, the contents of consciousness are inaccessible to that machine. So although there is a kind of connection between our consciousness and the brain, when we talk about like examining the brain, that doesn't allow examination of the actual content of consciousness, the kind of thoughts that occur.
And the shepherd did down, Lepani Tewakayores, Cassida, and Digitches, the Tewatis, Lepatan, Shepani Tewaka, there's your race, Tim Du, Bena, Maran, that Nam Yu Deg, Pitcher, when asked what a good way down shake with the best pitch to me. And Egi, Maranzugi, Cabari, Niparcheri, the Dutching Egi, took Sparta Jabala, the book Carbogoto, Paratux Jabra Chevala. Parajasak yuji kudu, bagi parajasak yuji kudu. Dene, iba tila karpu kudu sana, paragi, bagi tebar chayagi, tila wej ririkta, mantar bagi ki, sotata chatan ni tuge ki wej charsaki, di kasekore, shiebu sekorwa, den degi kilasi, yakochi kudu, yuni kudu ha. Da dene, sumba tila karsana, That thingy something par jatuvesena, par jatuvomar. That kalpogore, nalola, and you get therapeutic down chatan, ya two yigi, missing chatan yigi, that missing so travaji yora, or dilet two gora. They may do yigi, missing so travaji meoina, and you go par jatuvomar. Peggy, missing so till two gets surisen, their good is water. What is the chance to change? She never part of Jasona, and he part of the water. That didn't he give Ranzuki 빼고 대시하는 믿기 시바디기 수직 시바체라 그렇게 오시나 당보 믿기 시바디 따야게 백에게 유지이고 그렇다 유지 유지이고 하지 이번에 가르쳐서라 백에게 유지요한 마에 백에 초 믿기 샤투비에게 믿기 옴보티 백에 시에고 게라스는 신기 이고 그래 대시하 다 되니 시안에게 수디 믿기 시바디 시에토구로 해서나 시에토구 말해서 다 갖고 오래서나 니기 나라야 다 되게게 백에게 투모마인 백에 가서 거래 대마탈 계세게 시바치 구워다 시바치 아마타바치 구워다 고치 다 코나 투스 다 되게 수디 오르스나 터큐트 오라 다 되나라 짜요라 다 짜대서 믿기 짜요라 미게 짜데스도 시와인데게 짜데스 규주오레 짜데스 쿠아토오레선 짜데스 레파토데오레 레파야 토데오레 데유데게 아니고 내가 되게 채우되게 되게 미고 옹고르샤 옹고샤르데 옹고샤르교디 야 레파타케게 되거든 짜디야 규니 레파타체 레파타체 와이베데 아니 레파게 지레티 토네게 되게게 미게 시바티게 시에투베게 테마타케스게 시바티 쿠니 전적 지적 지적한데 아니 수시바데 딱아 수지 백에 수지 띠리 띠냠백에 딱아 좋두고 그래 대와 연두에게 콜레발 대와 여당한테 어딘데스 연구를 쓰랬어요
And then there were two main questions that arose, and I as a translator will do my best with this. We had the sort of is there a consciousness separate from the brain that we can speak of? And then what is the kind of connection between the material, like our brain and the mind, like our physical sense powers and those sense consciousnesses? So to give a very modern example, we like to give examples to try to help illustrate things. That's one of the best ways to understand. It's like when we take a photo with our phone. So we have, there needs to be something out there that is an object for us to be taking a photo of. And then we need to be able to like have the actual sort of lens on the camera, that thing which can capture the kind of light and the shapes that are coming in terms of that object. And then there is, it's not as though just having those elements will lead to us being able to see this photo, take a photo on our phone, but there are the internal workings of that phone, all the various kind of wiring that allows then there to be like a picture that appears. And so if we are lacking any of those kinds of conditions, we're not able to take a photo. And so too, when it comes to like say our visual consciousness giving rise to or giving rise to a visual consciousness of a particular form, we need to have the kind of object out there. There needs to be something that is going to act as the object of this. And then we need to have the sort of visual sense power that acts as like the lens, like our camera lens that is then going to act as a sort of like that which takes in this object. And then based upon that, we need that alone is not sufficient. We need to have the kind of immediately preceding condition of like the sort of mother condition of a consciousness that came before in order to then be able to have that kind of visual consciousness. And when it comes to there's like the sort of nerves that run between our visual sense power and then the brain that are acting in a physical way to make this occur. So here, the kind of like way in which our consciousness is dependent upon those sorts of sense powers is sort of like the way in which we take a photo with our phone, say. Those different components have to be present. There's a connection with the kind of physical sense power that then is able to like send signals to the consciousness, to brain, but that's like mirroring what is happening with the consciousness. So it's then in this wasn't actually what I was trying to ask, but so I just wanted to clarify that these are more coarse levels of consciousness. But so here the sort of connection that I don't think I properly translated was that we have this kind of connection between. I mean, it works the same for our sort of visual sense power as for our auditory senses and all of the rest, that we then give rise to a kind of visual consciousness of a particular object, and then immediately after we have a sort of thought with a mental consciousness. So this occurs very quickly. We'll have a visual, you know, we see a form and then immediately like think, oh, I saw that, or oh, I heard that, because there's a very close connection between those. There's like a visual consciousness sending the signal to this mental consciousness that, that we then have like thoughts of various things. So I'll open it up for
you. So we don't, yes.
If
there is an is the mind that designates phenomena such as color or body, would that mind be considered as a conceptual mind? And if so, would that mind, would the continuum of that mind completely cease when perfect Buddhahood is attained?
So once on Namgyun the Chu Karigina Lu Par Takpa Samrwa Ming Tang Tanyegi Wangi Par Takpa Samrwa. And then once again some di kawari di bumbare sam di karigina di kawari di bumbare strawa lu par dinso ganga topchere bes. I'm just looking. So, Tokpe Wangi par Takpa Zamrwa. Any
Tokpe Takpa Zamrwes.
Di Yena?
Toga Yo Marwes.
I'm just Sim Tongje Tokche Rebes. I
need Sim Tokche Rebes.
No, I am.
Mare Tati. Maranto, come on. Kom janyechi, ta rejuli tuus, kom janyechi chendiga ta ko, kom janyechi kheba shivajiri yimbari kong. Kong dhila, gituk shilye dwa, gituk shilye dwa, gituk shilye dwa. Ani kogi, tungi ikorla tuus, kaja tri dwa, tongba ni ikorla, kaja tri yung dwa. Gigeti gharla arisa suna, namsang dungi tuk kawal tsu tsu. Ti kawal reves, tri tri dwa, gigeti. で、かさ、で、まれです。で、その。え、てき、ロナ、なんさんち、あれ、かわれ、シャワ、今やな、なんさんて、ロレス、まれ。ロレス、まれ。なんさんて、べけかわ、なんさんて、かわ、ちゃわ、ちゃけて、しゅらんで。こう、とけれ、とけれ。今やな、なんさん、なまてた、しばに、ちくれす、ちまれ。しばって、とみらんで。
Shiva
알레 남도 레베스기로 와
남도 타이
뭐 남도 말이 어 남도 말이 에스 고 수제 수라리 로라 남삼 지어로 고 수라리 수라리 고 베게게 아 뱀보 시에바 데메두지나 시에바 말에 똑바 말에
Rodney, can you begin by repeating your question? I'm getting really confused because I'm trying to say conceptual and non-conceptual, and what I'm getting is obstructive or not obstructive, and that's like totally wrong. It's just my pronunciation flaw.
The mind that designates phenomena,
yeah,
like a film, is that mind a conceptual mind? And does a conceptual mind that is a mind that designates, does that mind, the continuum of that mind, cease at the time of Buddhahood?
Okay, so I'm going to try again, and I'm really sorry. I just cannot seem to say tokpa like the namto.
Namto tokpa chikpa chikpa.
Namto, namto, namyun, tokpa par takpa tsamruwa?
Tokpa takpa tsamruwa, hey, mato.
Lo di tokche rebes.
Lo di tokche mara, yes.
Namto tang yoba, namto yorebe, namto.
Look around, Namto Yurve, Sirve, Alien,
Hokche Rebe, Hokche, Tasana, with conception.
Hokche is not delivered that. Did two get you a
little bit?
Oh, just talk about it, well, or talk about it, yes. Talk about this, you would think, yes, talk about this. Pick it now at some, but look, that's a lot of nonsense cook. Surah, talk about this.
Ludi.
Look, Tanya, the Carson, Lord, non something shy, look, that.
Pishana, not so Tommy, Munsum to talk to? Hop me, Roa, Topata.
Tommy,
yeah, Tommy.
Tommy. Annie, Topa Sessona, Peggy didn't did Tabu, Yantori only be chewing, getting your walk, or Topa. Make another tone some taranane and it did she read out it took shower, sticky, make shaver, the tomato shower is.
Oh no.
I am the Gunzetic ten again. Did she read the near does Gunzem of it? Ah, near Gunzetta was Yahoo, some tension. Oh, that did Mamore, Mamma is near the debt of his son. Did Gunzetin at the Titan Amore, some degree, could make Mambo get of him by another.
Okay, so sorry about my bad pronunciation. I try my best. So here, I just want to tell the lovely story that Geshe La first told. And the confusion came with this because my trying to say non-conceptual sounded like non-obstructive, like obstructive and not obstructive instead of conceptual and non-conceptual. So this is where the kind of confusion is coming. So I'm going to begin with his answer to this just so that I don't forget that, but then there's a story that needs to be told. So, first of all, when it comes to our saying that phenomena are merely designated by mind, that mind can be either conceptual or non-conceptual, because our visual consciousnesses and so forth are also designating phenomena. So we have a mere appearance of something, and our visual consciousness designates that, right? So just in regards to that appearance. And those our non-mental consciousnesses, as in our sense consciousnesses, are not conceptual. So this kind of designating phenomena through mind, we shouldn't, and sometimes it's said like conceptually, that's not actually always with conceptuality. That can happen with our sense consciousnesses as well. And then we can have, you know, when we're not even seeing that candy and we're thinking, oh, it's so sweet and so nice, and we're in that time, we're designating with conceptuality. So that's the sort of answer to that. And then there are no conceptual minds on the ground of Buddhahood. Like, that conceptuality has ended altogether. So now, just to get back to this lovely story, there was once a great meditator. He was, you know, like meditating in solitary retreat for a long time and whatnot, and a student came to him and was asking all these questions about emptiness and like trying to get profound instructions on emptiness. And the teacher then turned and asked, well, is that a pillar? And the student said, well, yeah, of course that's a pillar. And the teacher responds, well, you haven't understood emptiness at all. That isn't a pillar. That's the basis of designating a pillar. But a pillar is what we think in our mind, right? So we can get caught up in lots of conceptuality, I guess, as part of the moral of that story. But when we are talking about the way that things exist, we have to remember that they are designated on a basis that isn't actually that thing. There's a basis of designation upon which we designate, this is a pillar. And the student thought, like, well, what a stupid question. Of course that's a pillar. But that's just the basis of designating a pillar. But when we do this in terms of designating, when we talk about phenomena as being merely designated by mind, I think we finally resolved that that mind can be either conceptual or non-conceptual. And also, mind is not obstructive as our external objects, just as a side note. So this question gets at a really important kind of point, and these are important points for us to think about. If someone hasn't really contemplated emptiness a lot or thought about it a lot, whoever it is, it's difficult to give good explanations of these things. But for us to be able to hear these teachings and just think about them, reflect on them in any way, lays down really good imprints. And so that's an important question that gets at really crucial kind of points about how are things designated by mind and so forth. And so here we'll have to stop for tonight as we're out of time, but if people have additional questions, like, please keep them. We will try to continue to answer questions as we go along.
Thank you. Oh.